My name is John De La Cueva. I am 16 years old. Today is June 4th, 2023, and I'm speaking with Domingo De La Cueva, who is my father. I'm recording this interview in Winnetka, California. And you are?
My name is Domingo De La Cueva, and I'm John's dad.
Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up in the Philippines?
I was born to a father who is a farmer, and so I have to tend all the animals used in the farm, and my father taught me all the work in the farm. And then as I grow up, when I was 7 years old, I have to go to school, which is to the nearest town, and I have to walk 3 miles every day, going to school on a dirt road, passing through a river. And I did this for 10 years till my high school days. I remember when there's a flood in the river, we cannot pass through the river. So we have to wait for a long time till night before we can cross. After my high school, I was supposed to enroll in an agricultural college, the course that I wanted is agriculture, but my dad cannot support me and my schooling in my college, so I have to work when I was 17 years old. That was when I was a high school graduate. Mm. When I was already working, I started doing night school, and it took me 6 years to finish a 4-year course, which is a Bachelor of Science in Commerce, major in Accounting. But everything paid off because after graduating from college, I already got a job in a good company, American company in Manila. I worked there for 9 years. And then after that, I was able to meet my wife, which is
how you immigrated to America.
We know each other in the 60s, but just knowing each other. But she migrated to America in 1971, and in 1979 we were able to write to each other by letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to get married, and she went back to the Philippines to marry me. And after a month, I was able to emigrate to America, and that is where my life in America started.
What did you do when you first got to America?
After a month of being here, I was accepted to a position, which is like a clerical work. But then after a month, I decided, no, this is not the work for me, so I quit my job and work for another one. I landed into a good accounting work in a cosmetic company, and I worked there for 9 years.
What was that company? You worked at a lot of different companies.
Yeah, I worked with Redken Laboratories, which is in Canoga Park in California, and after that I moved to a hospital chain, and then after that I moved again to another cosmetic company in Chatsworth, which is like, you know, I'm an accountant there. So after that, in 1995, I met a nun who has a foundation in the Philippines.
Is this how you started your medical mission?
Yes, that was it. The nun told me about their mission in the Philippines, doing medical mission and feeding the hungry. So I told myself that's the work that I wanted to do, helping the poor people. So I quit my job and joined the foundation in the Philippines.
This is what made you move back?
Yes. Moving back here?
To the Philippines.
Oh, I moved back to the Philippines because I wanted to help the poor people doing medical missions and feeding the kids and feeding the hungry.
What did you do in the medical mission? Well, like, what was one story and where did you go?
We went to every provinces. We have doctors and nurses who are with us doing surgical mission of all types of sickness. and I was there supporting them. I was assigned to prescribe medicines to the patients. So I was able to learn without any medical background. I was able to explain to the patients how to take medicines, you know. So that was kind of challenging.
How long were you on your mission for?
I stayed in the Philippines with the mission for 17 years, but not all of those 17 years were with a foundation, because after a while, I quit the foundation and I did my own mission, which is like bringing the Word of God to the people in the provinces, in the barrios, in the mountains. I bring the Bible and preach the good news to the people. So I stayed there for 17 years before I went back to America, because I have John with me and I have to bring him to America for his studies. Mm-hmm. And that's how everything happened.
What were some of your favorite memories either growing up or in America when you first immigrated?
In America, I learned a new culture, and a lot of things are different from my culture in the Philippines. And so it took me a while to adapt to the new culture. But after a while, I got used to it. So especially controlled driving, like the drivers are more disciplined than in Manila or in the Philippines. So that was quite a change.
What's your favorite memory of being in the Philippines, or one of your favorite like childhood memories growing up?
Playing, going to the river, like swimming, because you know every afternoon after school I have to go to the river and fetch water, and there I have to take a bath and swim in deep water in the river, which is like I love doing that. And also in my childhood I played a lot of sports like basketball. I have a group of friends who play basketball almost every day during summer, and that was like kind of fun childhood.
What else was it like when you was there any what is there any culture shocks that you first experienced when you first came to America? Like what was very like what else was very different from the Philippines?
What I've known here in America with my office mates and bosses, like I didn't know that in America when a child or a son or daughter reaches 18, they can move out and they can move out of the house and they can have their own. And even if they don't like it, their parents will force them to move out. Well, in the Philippines, the kids will be grown up, they will have their families, and they will be staying in the same house too. You know, they will be staying together. The whole family is like a family-oriented thing. In America, it's totally different. Maybe this time is a little bit different, but in the old days, like in the 80s and 90s, you know, I had my office mates trying to tell me that they cannot wait until their son gets into 18 years old, because they wanted him to move out, which is very shocking to me. Totally different from the Philippine culture, which is family oriented.
How is America different from when you first came here to now?
In the 1980s, when I came here, life was easy. Like jobs were so plenty, you can move from one company to the other.
The gas
was like, and when I moved here, it was like 75 cents a gallon.
Nako.
Now it's like more than $5. The food was so cheap, and life was easy. You know, it's like you can go bowling every day, and like it was so cheap. Nowadays, life was so hard, so tight that, and during in the old days we can go every summer or like no every holidays we have to go out and drive a long way. Now you cannot do that because of the cost of the gas. It's so expensive. So life is different then than now.
Is there any, if you had to change one thing about America now, what would it be?
Well, I think there's a lot of things about racism in America, and I think that has to change. I think everyone has to have recognized, because all people are the same, are equal in the eyes of God. So that has to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Are there any final thoughts about, or what's one of your most memorable life lesson?
My most favorable life lesson is that you have to be nice to everybody, and you have to control your temper. You have to control everything, because you won't go anywhere. And you have to be patient, because patience will bring you, will make you successful.
Okay, thank you for sitting down and having this interview with me.
Thank you, my son. It's my pleasure to talk about my life. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.